Let's get together, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love when you and I combine. Let's get together, what do you say?
We say everything at the same time. I'm telling you the gospel truth.
I'd remove my healthy tooth for us to be together. Same, 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 same.
Oh, don't care what your husband said.
Uh-huh, still gonna sleep in your bed.
Ooh-wee, Orlando, leave your family behind.
And if we have a little feud,
it's psychic time in the nude.
Let's get together, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the reason that my husband's my ex.
And though we married identical twins,
I promise we don't all have sex,
maybe. And you can always count on me.
A gruesome twosome we will be. Let's stay together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not expect a sister sticking her fingers in another's vagina.
Oh, it's soft.
Please.
It's
please.
Soft.
Please.
It's
I'm just glad she wore gloves.
Home, is this where I must learn to be happy?
Why are you singing that song?
Because it feels like home when her hand's in her sister's gooter.
Wow. Wow.
When I watched them doing it, I wrote down on my thing, Poodle's going to punish me for this.
This was at a level, it just felt like they were people in a sideshow at this point.
Oh, Christina. Oh my God, it's soft.
It's soft, soft in here.
It's soft in there. They kind of talk like the female Mark Wahlberg. Oh my God, is that a baby? Is that a baby in there? Is that a baby? Is that a baby's head? Are you telling me? You tell me? That's how I felt.
No, they always talk. I can't stand them. I never want to see them again.
I still like watching them. They're pretty.
Never want to hear them again.
Oh, my dad likes them. My Alexa just went off.
Wow.
My dad's probably like,
probably wants
pretty.
To fuck them.
Probably.
Even pregnant.
Pregnant.
Pregnant. Yo, this is Extreme Sisters. I think this is the penultimate episode.
We thought there was more episodes, but apparently we got the wrong information. We thought there were more episodes of this. We thought there were 12. Here's my little post-it note. 12 episodes of Extreme Sisters.
Yeah, I think that the other two are going to be like they would do the Smothered, like Mother Explains It All or something like that. Because it's called Sibling Sit Down, the next episode. So I think they're watching their own stuff. Because why would they say on the season finale of?
No, and the next week it's called It's Not Over. However, this... Pardon me, a hiccup. This is season 2, episode 9, What Comes Between Us.
I feel like this might be the end of the Liplets because she was going off to do her own thing. Did it feel like that way to me?
Let's see. Did we show them next? It says next week on Anna and Lucy seek guidance from their father split. And boy, that looked good.
They're doing a seance.
They're doing kind of what we said. Honestly.
We wanted that. The father going, Anna and Lucy, I want you to separate from one another.
Not to make a pizza because you're crazy. You're crazy.
Pizza, pizza. Girls, you just contacted your dad like I knew you would. I'll have you back anytime. Me, McCall Ravioli would too.
So it says Randy makes her decision about where to live. V and Ashley confront each other with hurt feelings. Jessica and John try to keep the focus on Christina as she gives birth at home. So there is not a mention.
I think the Liplets are done.
I hope more than anything you are right because they've been my least favorite people to watch on this entire
season. You know, it's a sliding scale for me with this show. I don't know who's my least favorite.
I still don't know their names. I just know Hannah and the other two. I when we write down notes, I just put Hannah and then I'll go other triplet.
I call them Hannah, toes painted, and eyelashes because that's their claim to fame.
Or bad wig, or what is up with that one's hair?
Oh, it's all hard to look at.
It's all hard to look. Also, I agree with you now. You said it. I feel like they just fall over all the time because their breasts are so so fucking ridiculously large in comparison to the rest of the body. They look ridiculous.
And they're always like dogpiling on that really oversized couch and just laying there. And I just have a feeling they fall asleep there and drool all over it.
Yes.
I can't. Oh, I hate
them. They're
just
human puppies with breasts and plants.
I don't. I really dislike them. You know what it is? I feel like, and of course I dislike the Houston twins because they they were kind of fun at the beginning, and I'm kind of upset that the V and Ashley storyline was a non-story. There was one thing they were talking about, and I feel like we've gotten past it, and I never sensed a real extreme sisters storyline with them.
I agree. The only real extreme sister storyline we're getting, love them or hate them, but Jessica and Christina are delivering.
I think most people hate them.
I don't know. I still like them. I don't know what it is.
There's something wrong with you. Because they are repellent. They are absolutely repellent.
I like them. Okay, I got to turn my lights in here. It got dark.
So, y'all, there's going to be a MILF Matter Minute, the last MILF Matter Minute ever. Will be at the end of this podcast.
I'm sad.
Oh, me too. You did send me a clip of one who looked like a teenage boy writing a letter to a woman, and he was scrawling what looked like on an ink pen, and it looked like he was writing like my 4-year-old nephew writes better than he does.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know who has beautiful? It almost looked like beautiful 16th century penmanship is Ryan.
Do you talk about these people? I've forgotten all of them. Remember?
Oh, Ryan, the hot one who's 30.
Again.
His mom's Shannon, the one that went.
I barely remember these people. I remember a couple of them. So you can try to make me remember. I don't watch the show anymore.
Well, we'll see for MILF Manor season 2. We'll see.
Can't get a season 2. This is not one of those shows. This is one of those awful shows from the like 90s, early 2000s that will never have a season 2.
Well, one can dream, perchance to dream.
So yeah, let's get through it because my stomach can take it. The baby needs to come now. Christina's done, and they're going to get induced. How do you start inducing? Well, you have tea and lots of sex. Oh, I'm going to have lots of sex. And
Noodle's been induced a lot.
Yeah. I get induced weekly.
You love a good tea and a fucking.
Yeah. Still never brought a baby to term, though. So Jess basically says, Christina says, I feel negativity between John and Jess. You mean because you're a normal person? You can sense that they. She's like, it's just something I sense in the room.
Doesn't take a psychic, yo.
So Jess is like, well, of course John doesn't want me at the birth. He hates me. He told me he doesn't like me. And so then they're going to check her cervix. And I wrote down, stop this now. Stop this. None of us want this. There's no one who wants to see this. No one. No one.
I mean.
No one.
If you knew. I understand sometimes with family members, your mom or maybe your sister, you want them to like, even if the woman, didn't we have an episode of television where someone was giving birth and her sister helped shave her vagina so it didn't, she didn't want it to look hairy for the doctor?
That, for some reason, that seems okay.
Was that the Mama twins?
I don't remember.
Didn't one of them have a baby? Yeah, and her sister shaved her gooter.
But for some reason, it was done comically. This was done almost with lurid curiosity. Like, well, it's my vagina. Again, it's kind of like trying to figure out who you are as a like personhood. Like, it's like I'm looking at my vagina.
It almost like. But what I was going to say is, like, I understand that. That actually, we laughed at it, but that doesn't gross me. Like, there is some of your family things like, hey, brother, I got a wart on my butt or whatever. Look at it. All right. Like,
that's comic. This wasn't.
it almost felt like at any moment, Jess was, while her hand was up, they're going to say, so I really like it when people do this. Do you like that too?
Yeah.
Like, it felt really weird.
At any moment. And I just feel like this was something for the doctor to do.
The midwife who was on the way over.
Yeah. Right? So it was just there to be exploitative and creepy. Like their whole season.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh.
What?
And I can shave your vagina. Y'all drink every time they say the word vagina in this section.
Did you scream? Did your
mouth deadened.
Drop?
I'm actually kind of deadened at this point. I was more angry that I was having to see it, but I went through waves of revulsion, mm-hmm. but at the same time, anger. I can't stand the two of these people. I can't stand them.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't bother me as much.
Ugh.
So,
oh my God, you're so soft in there.
I guess that means you're like ready to give birth when you're soft. I guess the cervix is soft. I don't know. Y'all don't.
I think she was just responding to someone else's vagina.
Oh, maybe. I don't know a lot about vaginas.
Me either. She says, "Up, you're 4 centimeters." So evidently, she knows what. She's got her own obstetrics license. She's ready to go.
Christina felt of Jessica's cervix when she was, because Christina said, I checked her cervix, so I'd rather have my sister stick her fingers up my vagina. And Jessica goes, yeah, that's smart. Smart.
Why not?
You have to relax your vagina. So tense. You're so tense. Why are you so tense?
Vagina, vagina, vagina. So
yeah, she's having contractions. They call the midwife and she's on her way.
She also says, Christina says, if I feel tension between Jess and John, I'll kick them both out of my birthing.
I love how, I mean, the whole buildup is like, you know, Jessica walks down. She's like, get the water bath ready. Get it ready. And John's like running around. He's like, I don't want to be bossed around. And John's like saying, I don't want to be bossed around. I want to be the man in this. I want to hold the baby. Cut to, they have next week on Extreme Sisters. And you have Christina going,
No. That's just way too high.
Oh, that's
like a keening. Like a keening, like, animal. It was like...
You just see John just standing there, white face going, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Everything I've seen about women having babies on television and that's never happened, I've never heard that sound.
I'm telling you now, John is going to be so glad Jessica's there because he's not going to know what the fuck to do.
And maybe that sound is more kind of apropos for how it sounds when you're getting natural childbirth.
I mean, think about it, like down there. Well, man.
You would think so. You have no fucking clue.
Well, no,
let's be clear.
No, but like, I've taken a big dick, and I'm not like I'm like some people howl like a cat. I'm very much like like a lower. Are you not?
Let me clarify. This is not about sexual pleasure.
No, but sometimes it's painful at first.
Yeah, but this sounds like, I don't want to talk too much about this, and I don't want to relate men. I but you took it in a weird way.
No, I don't. So. I'm not trying to make it sexual. I'm just saying, like, it's like a lower, like, guttural. I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was abnormal. That's all I'm saying.
The way I was talking about it is, this is never portrayed this way on television. That's what I'm saying.
Oh no, on television, he.
Yeah, or you know, a scream.
Because you know, a director told a woman, "Hey, look, you're screaming a little low. Can you get a little higher? Make it sound cute, mm-hmm. so it still sounds pretty for the camera, please."
That was all I was trying to say. Is I've never seen this that felt like the portrayed this way.
I agree. It was a very like, I can't imagine.
And so basically, Jess is saying, you know, it's gonna be a very spiritual birth. I'm gonna like really like channel the feminine energy that my sister needs during her birth. And I'm like, you're just saying nonsense. Everything you're saying just means you want to be there for the baby and you wish John wasn't there. You're just using spiritual things to justify it.
Yes. Did you notice too that, did you see Sean from Lilu, he was actually in the background. Apparently, they used his inflatable hot tub.
It is kind of like an inflatable hot tub.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Fill the tub.
Fill the tub.
So at one point, Jess, John is still worried that, as I wrote down, Jess is going to intercept the baby like a football pass.
Yeah, like a football pass.
She's gonna, Christina's gonna shoot it out of her, shoot it out of herself. And she's gonna go, coo, hook, 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 da 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 da, spike the baby.
Score!
Field goal!
What's the grossest part about this is that Jessica says, well, since I'll be with Christina, I'm going to feel the head first. So really, I'm holding the baby first anyway.
She's awful.
That was awful.
I just, and if they're faking it, it's even worse. Randy and Jordan.
I don't know. You'd fake a lot for a decent amount of money.
It's not even a decent amount of money what they get paid.
You wouldn't have to pay you that much.
But they only make like, I bet you they're probably making maybe $1,500, $2,000 an episode.
This is not a Matt Sharp show, so I bet they pay them more.
Okay. But still.
I bet you probably like $2,500, maybe $3,000.
It's not a lot of money.
Not like 90 Day Fiancé, which pays them shit. Hi, Dr. Downey just sent me to this chiropractor.
I'm here with Derek. I'm Randy, and I'm here with Derek because I'm going to tell him that I want him to go with our honeymoon with me, and Jordan wants to go to the honeymoon, and I'm going to be here when he's like strapped in, like he can't say anything.
They're already going on their honeymoon. They haven't gotten married yet. Is that a thing?
I don't know. That's a good point. They're always talking about the honeymoon. We haven't had the marriage at all.
It seems like it's weird that I feel like it's strange that it doesn't seem like the marriage is anytime soon. Like,
no,
they're planning it. So why are they already talking about the honeymoon?
They did plan it. Remember Dr. Downey's house?
Hey, Dr. Downey's house. Dr. Downey.
Who made me
look just like her.
They're only going on a 4-day honeymoon. Derek said, I'm excited. And she's like, what are you most excited about? Being alone.
Being alone with you. Because you're like always on the toilet sometimes. And so what if we weren't going to be alone?
You're looking at scores for an hour on the toilet, probably getting them hemorrhoids.
And she could be with me because we can't be alone. And it was Jordan's idea. Now,
here's the deal. Derek pulls a boss move.
I loved this.
I loved it.
And he says, well, if I say yes, I really want to talk about moving out. Oh, what's going to happen? She says, it's a maybe.
Because she says, like,
I think she wants to move out too, though.
Well, Derek said, well, I know Jordan's buying. He said, so if I say yes to this, we have to move out. And he's like, I want to own our own house. It's time. And he said he wants to start looking right after the wedding. And Randy tries to say, well, you don't understand. You don't know what that's going to be like. And he says, I'm an identical twin. I understand. Yeah. And then she says, no, your relationship isn't like us. And I went, dysfunctional?
These
codependent? Crazy?
These horrible women, they treat the men they're with like garbage.
They do.
And Randy is trying to be not as bad, but they don't consider their partners living, breathing, intelligent beings. They consider themselves accessories to their twin dream of living together. They just happen to find men breathing meat bags who were identical to be their partners.
It's not a bad idea. when you put it that way.
Bags of meat.
When you put it that way, you're making it sound enticing.
But that's all it is for them.
It is. You even see that
later on. They're both monsters.
When they go to dinner with their friend. What's their friend's name again?
Drea
Downey. She works at Dr. Downey's office. She's Dr. Downey's daughter.
She's Dr. Downey's daughter. Dr. Downey's daughter, Drea Downey. Drea Downey. Drea Downey works with me at Dr. Downey's office. We love her. We're just the best of friends.
Her father, David's a really wonderful man.
me and Jordan, we love breakfast. We love to eat. We love any meal. We like breakfast with lots of stuff in it.
Except so for goat cheese. That tastes too weird.
Oh, yuck. So,
goats.
Who likes goats? Or gross. I actively they actively make me so mad. Because at the beginning it was kind of funny, and that we were kind of funny to laugh at them being dumb. Now I feel like both of them are just so. They're both so sinister in their actions that it's not especially Jordan.
Well, y'all. Full stop. Jordan hates her husband.
Oh, totally.
Jordan hates her husband.
She doesn't even like the bag of meat that she married.
No. Y'all, this is what's going to happen. They're both going to marry these twins. Jordan's going to infiltrate Randy's mind. They're going to have their twin fantasy. They'll probably end up having kids because I think they're probably going to have kids immediately soon because they both will be pregnant at the same time. They're going to do that. Then cut to 10 years down the road. Derek and the other one, Damien, what's his name?
Derek and Darren? Is it Darren?
Maybe.
He's never around.
Derek and Darren are going to go on a work trip, and they're going to cheat on their wives because they can't stand living with these weirdo twins, and then they're all four going to get divorced.
Because they don't really feel like their wives ever really loved them.
And Derek and Darren are going to marry two women that are completely different and not related at all.
Yes. Yes. And they'll be happy. I don't know. How happy can two meatbags be, though?
And Randy and Jordan will talk shit about their ex-husbands for the rest of their life, never get married again, and be happy together and just play with men.
Yeah, that's it. You've laid out the rest of their lives.
Enjoy.
So Jordan basically says, well, I was having a good day until that conversation this morning. We were putting on our makeup together, and y'all basically she told her sister she wanted to move out, and she's like then this most revealing thing ever happened. She's like, well, if you move out, what am I gonna do in the mornings and the weekends? Like, what's gonna happen? And I'm like, be a person,
interact
do things
with,
for yourself,
and interact with your husband.
Well, exactly. She can't do that. My husband's always playing games, old video games. And I just want my sister to stay with me in the bed. But when she said that, I went, you need to be distracted because you don't feel, you have so much anxiety about living as a person and being alone.
And aversion to that anxiety.
You can't actually even be in it for a minute before you freak out.
I bet she can't ever meditate at all.
Absolutely. This person doesn't want to meditate. So, the
Dr.
next thing.
Dr. Downey meditates, but I don't know how. I keep trying.
Dr. Downey goes into her meditation zen room at her office. I'd like to try it.
Dr. Downey's daughter, Drea Downey, told me I should meditate. but her dad, David Downey, he doesn't meditate.
Y'all, even Drea is like, this is crazy shit. She's just trying to... Drea Downey knows what's up.
Drea Downey said we're delusional.
Drea Downey loved donuts.
I was walking around this morning today just doing stuff, and I went, Dr. Downey.
We can have it at Dr. Downey's house. Just want to just like... there's something about him. I just want to like just... pull their like lower jaw that hangs open and push it up to their teeth.
Yeah.
So Drea says, you got to pick, tells Jordan, you got to pick your house. You got to choose your husband. She didn't get to do any of this.
Remember, she made Randy marry this twin.
Yes! That's what I'm saying. This was all, Randy is the beta twin. Jordan is this awful, manipulative, just absolute dragon of a person.
She really is.
You know what? I shouldn't say that as being mean to dragons.
Thank you.
They're quite proud creatures. So I just think Jordan is a monster. And again, that's being mean to monsters.
That's true.
And Jordan finally says, well, it's the little things like putting on makeup together and talking about movies that talk about meals we're going to eat and talk about how Dr. Downey said something mean to me the other day. And it's just, and then I wrote down, this is a child's plan. This is a child's
that's very
plan
true.
That you true. Made up when you were 10 years old and said, me and you are going to live together in a house with two twin boys and marry them. And she never stopped having that because it's arrested development. And you just went along with it because you love your sister so much. And she just tells you what to do. And both of you are sick as fuck. And it's awful. You can tell I'm just so done with this series.
This, I will say, this has not been the best.
No.
This season of Extreme Sisters was not as good.
And Randy does say, I want to be with you too, but I also want to be alone. You mean you want to be a normal person? You want to be someone who has friends and has a twin sister, has a life, has a husband, but you also...
Out there.
Yes, thank you. You also, you want to have an individuality. And what is so bad about that?
She is Quasimodo, and Randy is that other... Or no,
Frollo?
Jordan is the
Frollo,
evil.
Is that his name?
Frollo, yes. And
that's one of, to me, that's one of the best Disney movies. I really enjoy that film. And, I only watched it like 3 years ago.
And you know, and they're doing that. Did you see that Josh Gad? There is rumored that he's going to be Quasimodo in the live action remake.
Oh, wow. I've never seen him as a dramatic actor. Interesting.
He's really gunning for it.
The musical is, it's the music's gorgeous. They have like a whole chorale. It's beautiful stuff. It's one of my favorite scores, too.
Oh, they actually have a live musical of that show?
Yeah.
Oh, I
it was done. It was done by a guy out here who was, excuse me, he was deaf, and someone signed and sung for him.
Oh,
a Quasimodo. It was very powerful. Yeah, it had problems. It seems like it would be really hard to produce, but it was a beautiful show.
But it never toured or did anything like that.
No, it's a very expensive show because there's a whole fucking chorus, like on risers.
And like, Alan Menken wrote all the music?
No, Stephen Schwartz.
Oh, Stephen Schwartz did that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Beautiful score. That's got God Help the Outcasts out there.
Oh, I know. You love it. All
Hellfire.
Right.
Hellfire.
Let's talk about Ashley and V. I like them, but it's just, this is almost like, this one is sad in a different way because this is like real world trauma. What this all boils down to, Ashley is in a shame spiral because she can't afford this and therefore doesn't want to talk about any of this. That's what I got, right?
And it's, to me, this whole story isn't, we've gone past them being kind of their obsession with them being sisters. It doesn't belong really on Extreme Sisters. It belongs on like Extreme Birth Plans.
It's like a, yeah.
I know that that's not a show. I'm sure it will be.
Don't will it into existence, please.
But please. Nothing depends on their closeness as sisters unless the very beginning of her carrying the baby for her. And then when she decides where she's going to do that, then their whole concept of being Extreme Sisters has no stakes. So it's almost like the stakes aren't high. They are, but it's not the right show for them. That's what what I'm taking away from it.
It does still.
Patrice and Patrika.
I miss them.
Me too.
I miss them.
Their sister dream to go to Orlando.
I miss them. What the problem with this season is that we don't have a humorous sister couple that kind of lightens the mood.
There's no Momo's tune. There's not even a really a sister version of like the creepy, funny thing that was the telenovela from Smothered. Like, that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
But all the others that are creepy aren't funny, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because last season, yeah, we had Mama's Tune, we had Anna and Lucy, and then, yeah.
And Patrice and Patrika.
And we also had, I mean.
Jess and Christina.
I don't know. I wouldn't even. Oh, you remember Brittany and Brianna?
Oh, I blocked them out. They were the single most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
I kind of would rather see them though, because I
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I do, because like if Randy and Jordan are, if they're going to take this thing of we're twins, we're married to twins, we're going to have babies that are siblings. Like, go deep. Like, let's go cult and let's fucking do this shit and go extreme.
I still think they have a suicide pact that is notarized.
But don't you agree? Wouldn't you rather? I agree.
Those two twins.
Full on notarized. I just got that. Full on. But don't you think? Wouldn't you rather see that go extreme than this kind of light?
You know, you may have something there, but their segments, because of the constant matching Talbot's clothing and everything about them, felt like at any moment they always smiled. It felt really unsettling, and I did say it felt like they didn't. They also had husbands who were meatbags.
Oh yeah.
But in this case, I think that one would be okay with fucking the other's husband.
No, Derek and Damien or whatever his name is. Yeah.
They would be okay with that.
They wouldn't be okay with that. But Brianna and Brittany, those husbands fucked each other as wives.
Yeah. Or fucked each other because, yeah. No, the less said, the better about them. I forgot about them. And you brought me back in horror, in screeching horror, to how terrified I was of them.
Remember they're like doing the closet.
Quaternary twins.
Remember their weird house that wasn't decorated at all, that looked like
that fucking gave me the heebie-jeebies. Boy, you know what? I'm glad to talk about Ashley and V instead of that. Good point. So she went to her cardiologist appointment, and guess what? The cardiologist cleared her, regardless of her having a heart attack.
Or her age.
She can have, or her age, for having the baby. And Ashley didn't even show up for this appointment. And she says, because she could not get up work at funeral home, but...
What? You just went... I'm
talking in the twins language.
Oh, okay.
She couldn't get off work at the funeral home. And
which, in her... I remember when we... Probably around when this is filmed, when we buried my dad, they were fucking slammed because so many people were dying.
However, in the next breath, she says, but I was lying. It's really because that I didn't want to see her. Because we're still not okay from last night. And she's FaceTiming Ashley and says, the doctor's giving me the health, so what are we going to do about that baby? And she's like, well, I wish I could have been there.
Well, you could have.
Could have.
And there's hurt feelings, extreme hurt feelings from V about always being there from Ashley. And I have a feeling that Ashley shuts down and probably goes radio silent in V's life all the time. And
you can see that.
Ashley says, well, I don't want to talk about it because it's going to cost me so much money, and I don't have the money to pay for IVF. It's too much, and so I think we shouldn't talk about it anymore. So Ashley is both tries to convince her sister to have her baby, and then now she takes the reins and says, and now I'm going to stop talking about it. So you have no say in the matter of what I do to be.
It's pretty shitty.
It's cruel.
It's cruel.
Yeah. And she
also weaponizes her hurt as a reason for her treating her sister shitty.
Yeah. I think Ashley is a very not well emotional person.
I think she needs to work on a lot of mental. I think she has a lot of anger and a lot of sadness and feelings of.
Especially that mom that we saw.
And feelings of not feeling of, I think she needs to work a lot on some self-love.
Well, she even says, well, I have to protect myself. All I've got is myself. And I'm like,
that's insulting. Your sister.
You
so
can't
close
see
to you.
That your sister is right there. Who she said, who I risked my, and I do think V gets off on being a martyr as well.
I think V also gets off and swooping in and saving the day.
And trying to help her sister.
Which is why their relationship honestly works. Mm-hmm. And probably has some dysfunction, but...
And then V says, I feel dumb with all this. She also brings up the dog comment, which I still think... I can see why Ashley said it. Like, I'll just get a dog. But boy, that destroyed V.
Did.
Oh. Yeah. I'm really happy to see this come to some conclusion because it has been the same beat every single episode that we've seen them.
Well, it's going to be on that. They will be on the finale. But y'all, it looks like I have so, it was interesting. We talked very briefly, but I literally wrote like three lines for them because
I wrote a whole page and because I think I was.
I'm so bored and over the triplets more than anybody on this season.
Yeah.
And for me, it's because it just all feels fake, 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 fake. The whole thing.
I agree. I think there is a little bit of humor in this. So it's my only bit of humor. So I'm taking it. So y'all, they're in the middle of making food for the fundraiser. And the one's like, I just got to get my nails done. Oh, my lashes are blah, blah, blah. And the older sister, Hannah, is saying, I'm the only one doing anything. And so they're at the raffle / fundraiser, which is called Money for Mats.
Money for Mats.
And the mother, who is also a real piece of work, talks to her. And yeah, Italian moms from Staten Island can be a little rough. But boy, there's not even a sense of, you don't hear any tenderness and any like gruffness because she loves them. It's just, she's just awful. The mom's rough.
She's awful, but also imagine if these three daughters are your kids and you have to deal with them all the fucking time.
I guess, but they're still your kids. Okay. Anyway, so they're at this fundraiser, which looks like it's in a church fellowship hall. And they're like, I can't find the bucket. And one of the sisters is doing shots at that point.
Yeah, and the grandma nanny comes around and is like, are the mom? The mom's got her bad little hair bump again. And she's like, you've got to carry the bucket. It's the 50-50. It's the 50-50. And one, I just want to say, back at the house, one, y'all, these women, I don't think they even cooked this food. I think they bought it all. They're acting like, or someone else cooked it.
I think mom may have cooked some
of
it.
Mom or nanny cooked because the girls
didn't cook anything.
Did you see where one had a bowl? I don't know if you noticed. There was just a round bowl of onions and she was just chopping in the middle of the bowl of onions to cut the onions in half.
It was very frustrating. Yeah.
And then she was trying to use a mandolin, and you could tell that she didn't know how dangerous those were at all.
My thought was, I bet your hands stunk like onions for days. If you have to grate an onion. So they're at the fundraiser, and their brother Eddie's like, oh my God, they're just going to embarrass me, mom. Oh my God. So they're doing the fundraiser for the Meathead kids. And at one point, Hannah's like, well, I did do this. I got a family friend. Our surprise is our family friend donated $5,000. So here's a check. So here's the stakes for this event going whoop in the toilet.
There's no reason for this.
And I went, why didn't we just ask the family friend to write a big check?
Because this is fake. Put it together. It's fake.
So the sisters are fighting over the mic and being embarrassing. And finally, Hannah says, we see Hannah at the end. She's the older. She says, I'm going to go on a vacation spot. Go a vacation without my sisters. And
I did love Nanny. They're not public speakers. Sorry, go ahead.
And at one point, she's like, I'm the only one who's trying to do things differently. Now, I don't know if this was scripted. I think she does feel this way. The other twins, however, can't act to save their lives.
Oh, to save their lives.
And she's like, where are you going? Tell us where you're going, and we'll decide if we want to go with you. And like, toe painter says, I'm going to paint my toes. Lashes says, don't go by myself. Do you not like us anymore? And they start to cry. And I'm
co-painter like, cries first.
You're both miserable. You're awful. Yeah. And then they try to do their secret language, and I go, I don't care. And then and at one point, one of the liplets goes, I feel like Hannah is trying to identify with herself more than as a part of our triplet unit. And I went, yes, she is, because that's healthy.
That's healthy. And that's
go
the show.
Although, the fuck away.
I don't know. I don't think they went and saw her off. I think she went and got her car. They yelled cut, and then she came back in and went to bed.
And played Twitch.
Yeah, and played Twitch.
There's something about, I don't know, but I don't, they're working Twitch. It feels not that I'm down on it. It feels oddly sex workery to me.
As you said, they didn't have a lot of Twitch followers, so yeah. I don't know how much money they're making.
And I'm not criticizing them for it, because sex workers get yours.
Yeah.
But it's the way they're talking about it, and so I kind of understand why their family might not want them to do it. Anyway.
They're one step away from OF.
Go for it.
Yeah. Pull a Johan. Go ahead.
All right, just get to it. Just do it.
Y'all, it's time for your MILF Manor.
Stop it. Stop it. Just go on. Don't draw this out longer.
The last one, y'all. We're so sad.
I'm broken up.
All right.
It always looks ridiculous seeing you touch your phone and be confused at it like an old person.
Well, because we're old.
I do that too, though.
All right. MILF Manor Minute.
We're wrap it up.
A little bit long just because we got a finale to talk about.
No.
So, hey, just saying. So, here's how it goes, y'all. The last episode, they play a game of Truth or Dare. They're playing again.
What else do you play with your mom? That's what I do when I go home.
They're playing Truth or Dare, and then Kelly says to she says to Emma, remember the siblings are still there. Emma, the other daughter.
God, that is messy as fuck.
Yes. And they're like, what did you feel when you saw Joey? And Emma says she did feel butterflies. And April J is like, I thought that was bold. And I went, this is not a good sign that people that you brought in to an episode ago are now becoming major plot points of this show.
Well, of course it is, because they're their own age and have more in common than having to look for moles at the dermatologist.
But they should have brought them in halfway in the show.
Agree. I would agree.
So now here's the deal. So April J is like, oh, I thought that was bold. Y'all, April J doesn't care about Joey. He might be into her. I think
hasn't she been carried off by her husband?
Well, no, we never see him again. She was carried off by him, and now she's back, and we never see the husband again. Yeah. Yep. It was just like, never saw him again. So that.
Okay. That's weird. I have a problem with that.
Said I would like to meet him. We never saw him meet him. And have a conversation.
So why is she back?
I think knowing what I know of the ex-husband, I think he ended up doing some blow somewhere in Mexico, and they can't find him.
Okay. He's in a prison somewhere.
Yeah, he's somewhere. So,
all right, keep going.
Kelly picks Dare. Of course, she's not going to pick Truth.
No. Oh, no.
Because a poodle's always going to pick Dare.
I always pick Dare.
Always.
Y'all, Truth is not poodle currency. Not the best to have to answer for in a game of Truth or Dare. Because no. Truth is flexible in Poodle's world.
Yeah. So she picks a dare. And so they say, do a body shot off of Jose. And Kelly goes, easy. And she.
That's child's play for her.
She starts licking her frog lips. And it was a little weird. Jose has to take his shirt off. And she pours alcohol on his stomach. And then licks and slurps it up while Paula just watches.
Yeah, kind of like that makes me sick. As his mother watches, and they're like her friend.
I'm not done. And then her daughter, you know, because they call Kelly Disco Mom, and her daughter's Disco whatever. The mom yells, "Get it, mommy!"
You mean the daughter?
The daughter yells, "Get it, mommy!"
She doesn't lick it too, right?
Funny you should say that.
Ugh.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. She doesn't. She doesn't. But okay. Still, that was really a gross out moment for this. The rest,
I can handle that. Wow.
It was a little tame for MILF Manor. The rest, what we get is other April J has to kiss Joey. She doesn't kiss him on the lips. It's on the cheek. They're not into one another. Then all the family has to leave, blah, blah, blah. There's this great thing of Joey picks up a wine glass, like a really nice, fancy wine glass. And
he
then
can't even drink yet.
Well, don't worry about it, because in the screen comes a Red Bull. He pops it open and pours it in the wine glass.
You know, that's camp. I appreciate that.
Emma comes over and asks for his phone number.
Who?
So, Emma. That is Paula's Emma. Daughter.
Okay. Okay.
So, and then I don't remember Kelly's daughter, like Caitlin or Veronica, whatever. And so,
Brinsley.
They all have to leave. So, they leave. So, now it's just the four couples. So, now it's just April J and Joey, Kelly, Jose, Paula and Ryan.
Okay.
Do you remember Ryan, the cute black guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
Yeah, the singer who wrote her a song that I talked about last week.
There's another Ryan, too.
Right? Another Ryan, but he's already gone.
Okay.
So Ryan, who wrote the song. And then there's Gabriel and Stephanie. Stephanie, who had the gay son, who loves the Lord.
Yeah.
Which actually...
No one likes, right?
No, none of the women like Stephanie, y'all. Gabriel, we like. Gabriel, actually, out of all the
guys... That's April J's son, right?
Out of all the guys, kind of is like the most level-headed guy, except for Ryan, maybe. Ryan, yeah, forget about Ryan, but Ryan's kind of smooth. So anyway, they get a text. We got a text. The men have to leave the villa and go write a letter, and the women have to stay there by themselves that night. And that's where I sent you the video of Joey. I want you to describe what I sent you in the video.
Okay. It was this moment of this kid who's got curly hair that looks like a fucking American Eagle ad and he's just like, I had such a good experience. How you spell experience? His writing looks like it needs that paper that has three lines to write, like your B and your H comes up to the middle line. It was disturbing.
It was disturbing.
I went, that's like 10-year-old penmanship.
It was terrible. Terrible. Yeah. So
it's like, how do you spell experience?
And he was, oh, this is so hard. I can't write.
Can I just text it? Writing is hard.
I think though, just combining sentences is hard for him. So
yeah.
Anyway,
he could have done it with Chat GPT.
Yes. So now we get to decision time. So, cause they're all writing a letter. They're like, I don't know. But anyway,
none of these people are going to be together on the outside.
No. I'll get to that. But so the next day, everyone comes back. So Charlene, everyone comes back for the final ceremony. They're all there. So Stephanie comes up first with Gabriel. Stephanie did the most Stephanie thing where she read her letter and basically she was like, I love you. It's great. But didn't really make a decision, which is what Stephanie did the entire time. So we don't
That's
know.
That's so Stephanie. I don't know who she is, but yes. Yeah, sure.
And then Gabriel writes this really great letter, you know, his letter's okay, but he basically ends it and says, I'm ex, because the whole thing is, will they or won't they? Will they choose to continue this outside of the villa? And he said, I'm excited for our future adventures. But then he grabs her up and they just hug. They don't kiss. And then we have her saying, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to take you to church. And Gabriel says, I'll burn up.
It seems like this is very, very... That what they wanted, what the producers wanted for this show did not happen.
It does.
Yeah.
It was very kind of like, bleh. Now, April J, y'all, she's a good actor. She writes her letter and she starts crying and she's like, I'm going to talk about her and Joey last. So there's
this is infinite. We're talking about every single letter, everything.
Ryan's letter was great because he's 30 years old and he wrote a really nice letter. And, but he does say, and Paola, remember when I wrote that song for you, the verse is unfinished. Like our relationship, we're unfinished. And I want you to help me write that song together. And Paola completely crumbled and hugged. And they decided they're going to be in a relationship together outside the villa.
The verse is unfinished, like her orgasm.
Like her orgasm. Even though she lives in Miami and he lives in Boston.
This is absurd.
Now, I think I sent you a picture of Kelly, what she looked like in her finale look.
Just now?
No, I didn't. I'm going to send it to you now.
I love texting while we're recording the show. This could have been done beforehand.
No, I want it because I wanted to get a real-time reaction. I just sent you Kelly's look, and I want you to describe it.
This looks like Darcy and Stacy, if there was even less care getting ready.
There's like
the lipstick is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's wearing.
It's a short mini dress, but it's just basically a halter. It's like a swimsuit cover up, basically.
She needs to stay out of the sun. She really does.
She's got a lot of frosty makeup too. A lot of frosty.
Yeah, it's very white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. It's quite bad.
So she's like, she starts a thing and says, oh my God, please don't dump me. That's what she's hoping for. And so
she's smooth.
And she says to Jose, the first time I saw you, I was like, wow. And you just did it again today when you came up here. Jose writes some Latin love. He's all like, oh, Kelly, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, they decide they want to be together too. And Paola's not happy about it because Paola doesn't like it. But Joey and April. So Joey, continue.
Okay, no, I'm just
question.
Keep
We're
going.
Wrapping it
keep
up.
Going.
We're almost done.
Okay.
Joey has a letter. Didn't know I was going to do this.
Oh, no.
But I would like to do a MILF Manor reenactment.
We didn't talk about this. It better be good.
All right. This is Joey's letter. Here, he had a lot of like crumbly paper noises because he was nervous. Okay. Dear April. The second I saw you, my eyes lit up like a Christmas tree. I love Christmas. Remember that one year when I got that Pokemon onesie? It was like that. It was so cool. From our very first conversation, I started a bond with you, and my mind was open, to open to areas that I had not known. Like
the G-spot.
God, what's that? It was kind of like when I didn't know I could use a brush for colors instead of my fingers, or like when my mom told me I wasn't supposed to eat glue. Who knew? You unlock me. You taught me age is just a number on your driver's license. Or I think so. I don't have one yet.
Only an ID right now.
April, you changed my life forever. We go together like liquid death and gummy worms. To sum things up, and yes, he actually wrote to sum things up.
That's a good middle school transition.
Like a graduation speech.
Yeah.
To sum things up, I would love to continue dating you outside the villa. Sincerely, Joey.
Tell me you embellish that, please.
Maybe a little, but not that much.
Wow.
Anyway, April... To this response, give her the award. April cries like fucking Viola Davis in Doubt. Just cries. Her nose running, going, Joey, that was so touching. You saw my light and you said I have a halo. Joey, oh, Joey, but I don't know if I'm going to love you no matter what, Joey. You can be with me or you can be with Emma. I give you freedom to be with me or someone else. And I went, you just completely disrupted the whole point of the fucking show.
Right.
You told him to go be with a young person. He's supposed to decide between you and this. And so the show had a complete failure of storytelling, and that's the way it ended.
Wait, it didn't end with all of them being shot into the sun?
No, they just all...
Well, damn.
They all did shots and just said, Villa Forever!
So there was no ritual murder?
No.
God, it never turns out like I want it to. No Kool-Aid.
That's it, everybody. That's been your last MILF Manor minute. Let's hope for season two of MILF Manor.
What? I can't believe I'm asking you this. To what end did the people on this show think they were doing the show for? To what end?
They just wanted to get famous.
Okay, that's the inside answer. What would they say?
Because there was this whole like thing at the end, like, this is great. This is all, like Jose said, I have learned my mother does not get in my way of my relationships. My mother enhances them. She is not a factor to dissuade me from finding love.
Yeah. A lot of this seems very specific to these people.
It's very like, this brought it. Kelly's like, it's about as close as it is. So you're here. It's like, yeah, me too, Mom. It was like completely, and Stephanie's like, I know that God's plan is in action right now, and I'm just waiting for God's plan. I was like, and I know now why your son hasn't come out.
Oh.
Remember Leon, Hollywood Leon from our Below Deck collab said, I saw one of those guys on Grindr. And I'm pretty sure it was him.
Well, thank you for that, for, I don't know, a job done? Congratulations on a job done.
Sissies, you can message me if you're mourning. I get it. But don't you worry. Seeking brother husband's just coming around the corner.
I don't want you to combine that. Keep that show out of your mouth at the same time as MILF Manor. Because I don't think the production company that gave us Seeking Sister Wife would do that. That show is unbelievable. That show is about, it's a different kind of trash. This is not that kind of trash.
This is my prediction, because it did get a lot of press, actually. I think there's going to be a season two of MILF Manor, and I think it's going to be cringier.
I think it got a lot of press for the first two episodes, and then no one could watch.
Because it didn't get cringy enough. It kind of got, I think it's going to double down.
Don't put that out there in the world. End this, please.
That's it, y'all. That's the show. We'll see you next time. I don't even remember how we sign off Extreme Sisters. Oh.
No. We'll see you next time at same time.
And you can always count on me, a gruesome twosome we will be. Let's stay together, yeah, yeah, yeah.